What's going on, Botanical Garden? It's your boy, Jerry, the TR Expert Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studios recording episode number 16 of TR Expert Talks. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about the two S's, sleep and supplements. Yeah, a lot of people ask me questions about supplements, and I hear a lot of differing opinions about sleep. So today, your boy, the TR Expert, is going to dispel these myths and give you the right answers on supplements. Should you take supplements? If you're taking supplements, what supplements you should be taking? And sleep. We're definitely going to talk about some sleep today because I've been lacking it lately. I've been staying up way too late getting stuff done, trying to get stuff done. And we're going to talk about sleep and the importance of it. All right, so here we go. We're getting right underway of this episode. I'm really excited for this one because we're going to tackle two subjects. Two. All in the span of less than 20 minutes, we hope. Fingers crossed. We'll see. So anyways, let's go ahead and get started with the show. Episode number 16, Sleepy Supplements. All right, so we're underway. Episode number 16. We're going to be talking about the two S's, sleep and supplements. Probably the two most important things about your workout routine, or at least the things that people ask me the most about. Sleep is one of those things. A lot of people have their opinions on that one, and I think that we need to have less opinions and more facts. So we're going to start off with sleep and go and dovetail into supplements, and obviously go into our real-world life lessons and make the connection between supplements, sleep, and how our everyday life should be. What I'm going to talk about might surprise you, actually. So anyways, let's get into it. So sleep first. Sleep. That's important, and that is something that you obviously cannot live without. I think the longest somebody has ever gone without sleep, without dying, is, I think, 8 days. 8 days straight. I might be wrong on that one, but it's not much longer. If at the very maximum, and I know I haven't seen anything longer than 14 days straight. So after a while, your body just starts to shut down. If you don't sleep, you have a buildup of cortisol. That's the stress hormone. And if you have a buildup of stress hormone in your body, a lot of not good things happens. Your immune system starts to go down. So you increase your risk for colds and flus and even things like cancer. You know, if your immune system is depleted for a long enough time, other very serious diseases can kind of creep in. So not to scare you too much, but yes, sleep is super important if you want to help your body out. And obviously, it helps out your body, but it also helps out your mind. You know, there's a lot of stuff or a lot of thoughts that go on in your mind, and your mind needs to process those things. See, if you're constantly being stimulated throughout the day, your mind is not going to have a chance to kind of take out the trash. So essentially, if you are not if you're not resting or giving yourself enough rest, you're not giving your mind enough time to process everything that's going on. Your mind is going to be trying to process all the things that are going on. At the same time, it's going to be trying to process all the things that happened. So sleep is super important. And one more thing I wanted to add there is that with your body, if you're trying to have a physically fit life, if you're actually working out and you're not getting enough sleep, you're really doing yourself a huge disservice because your body releases this thing called HGH, human growth hormone, when you sleep. Those are the things that help your muscles recover, and it helps you know, get rid of that micro tears in your muscles, that your muscles to get that develop in your muscles when you lift weights. And if you're not getting enough rest and then you turn around and try to lift again, it's all bad. It's all bad. Well, it's not all bad, but eventually you can run into some serious risk for injury. Obviously, muscle tears, ligaments, and tendon tears as well. So sleep is super important, and you want to get it. Now, the thing is that what a lot of people question is how much sleep should they get? And that's really a genetic factor. You know, if some people can get away with five, six hours of sleep and still be fine. Some people can get away with it. Some people need as much as 9 hours of sleep to be fully functioning. So that's up to your discretion, essentially, how much sleep that you need, because your circadian rhythms are really up to you. There's not too much change or not too much of a difference that you can make on your circadian rhythms unless you are like taking drastic measures and completely changing your sleep cycle. Other than that, you're pretty much genetically designed to sleep at a certain time, and that's why we always have issues when we go into different time zones. So that's when we're talking about, and sleep is relatively straightforward. There's nothing out there that you probably already don't know. You know, sleep for recovery for your body and your brain. One. So towards the tail end of me talking about the sleep, I was talking about how there's a lot of genetic factors that go into it, and it's up to your discretion. And with that in mind, I want to start talking about supplements for a brief moment. So supplements are good, and they're not good. See, the thing is about supplements is I do like supplements and in a general sense, because it is very difficult for a lot of people to get the right nutrients into their diet on a consistent basis. It's just that the way we live in our lives, the way we're always on the go, it's very hard to have a prepared meal or have something that consistently has all the nutrients that you might need on a consistent basis. And not only that, as I was alluding to, you don't know exactly what you need in terms of supplements, vitamins, and nutrients. Of course, there's a blueprint out there for everybody. There's something that we say, hey, you need X amount of grains, you need X amount of vitamin D, vitamin A. But what the thing is that because everybody is different, all 7.8 billion of us have different bodies. There is, of course, a blueprint that, you know, generally will keep us healthy or keep us alive. But if you want to go optimal, like that's what supplements essentially are for, is to have optimal health. Most people take supplements because, not because they're on the brink of death. You know, supplements aren't for being on the brink of death for the most part. You know, that's what medications and hospitals and other healing activities are for. The reason why you would take a supplement is to improve on the average to above average health that you have, for the most part. Hey, let's say for the most part. You know, some people that might be going below average, it might be just trying to get away with supplements. But let's say for the most part, and at least in this case, that you're going to be taking supplements because you have average to above average health. Now, as I was saying before, you don't have no idea how much vitamin A you might need or how much vitamin D you might need or vitamin C, because you don't know how your body absorbs these things. And that's why I try to steer clear of suggesting supplements for people unless they talk to a doctor. Now, there's other things out there that are pretty good. Like I used something not too long ago that was called Yoli. And that was this magnesium, potassium, and calcium blend, which is a really good, this is a really good alkalizer. And that's really what everybody's talking about nowadays, is alkalizing your body. I got into it about, oh geez, almost a decade ago when I think about it. And so it's kind of cool to see like a decade ago how like nobody was talking about it, and I couldn't convince anybody of it to how it is now, where you see it on almost everybody's like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter feed, like all over social media platforms. You see like everybody trying to advertise their special products or their special waters or whatever they're trying to get out to you to make sure that you're quote unquote alkalized. Now, I don't want to go into the science of that because there's a huge debate. Yeah, if you go into any search engine and type in alkalize your body, you're going to see some real, you're going to see some serious debates. So I'm not going to go into the science of alkalizing your body. I'm just going to go off anecdotal evidence of like myself and my experience with taking this product called Yoli. And I definitely felt a lot better when I worked out. Maybe it was a placebo method, but I tell you, I definitely feel the difference between when I'm working out with the Alkalete or the Yoli and when I don't. Now, this isn't a plug or anything, because as I said before, I would only suggest anything if you talk to your doctor. I don't suggest any supplements. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a homeopathic, whatever you call it. I'm none of that. I am a personal trainer, and I am a TR expert. I am not a vitamin supplement expert. So consult your doctor, consult your local supplement expert on those and on those particulars if you're interested in supplementing. So that's what I want to talk to you today about. I want to talk about today about that sleep. I hope you're getting enough sleep. I want to talk to you about supplements. I don't recommend supplements personally. I take like a multivitamin, vitamin D, because that's what my doctor told me that I need to take. Because when I broke my leg, he said that I had really weak bones, apparently. So, yeah, but I take vitamin D during the winter time because since I broke my leg, I thought it was kind of important to make sure that I keep my bones nice and strong if I'm walking around on ice. So it's something you might want to consider because in the winter time, that would be my recommendation. In the winter time, you might want to take vitamin D because you get less sunlight, and that's where we get vitamin D from for the most part. So anyways, that's what we got today. We're just going to give you that real world life lesson. So supplements and sleep. These are two things that you absolutely cannot fake. So in the real world, in our real world life example today, I want us to consider that you can't go out there and be fake and then try to get the results of somebody that's being real. That's just not how it works. If you're trying to, if you put all yourself out there, and the more you know about yourself, the more you can put out there about yourself, and the more effective you'll be. So knowing yourself and how much sleep you need, knowing yourself and what supplements you need, and knowing yourself and what personality and what your strengths are in general will help you lead a more successful life. It's going to help you become someone that can capitalize on your strengths and hopefully supplement your weaknesses with someone else that might have that as their strength. In everyday life, know what you need. Know yourself. Know thyself. There's an old proverb that says, know thyself. So yes, know yourself if you want to live that good life. All right, so thanks for listening. I really appreciate you listening in on this episode. I think we had some good value on this one. Let's go ahead and wrap it up on that note. I'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and take care. All right, so that looks like it brings us into the conclusion of episode number 16. You know, I really appreciate you listening to this episode. I think we've shared a lot of good information in here about sleep and supplements and how knowing yourself can teach you a little bit more about how you can have some effective and efficient workouts as well as live that good life. Because when you know yourself, you definitely are going to be able to operate on your strengths and kind of punt your weaknesses. Now, one practical tactic that I want you to consider before we head on out of here is another great way to get to know yourself, because meditation is not for everyone, and sometimes people just really find it difficult to actually get inside of their heads and really get to know, have that self-awareness of who they really are. So what I would have you consider doing is that if you have friends, which I really hope you do, I really hope you have friends. If not, maybe we need to talk personally and figure that out on our own. But take your friends, which I know you have, and make them feel as comfortable as you can with you. And whatever you have to do, take them out, invite them over for dinner. Maybe y'all go out to a camping trip or something, or go on some kind of adventure together. Whatever it is that you do to make your friends feel comfortable with the fact that you want to know how they view you and that you want to know the absolute truth about you. Because your friends, even though they're your friends, they're not going to be able to give you that 100% truth, because that's why they're your friends. They don't want to hurt you. So if you tell them, know that, hey, you know, I'm just trying to figure out some things in my life, and I would like you to be perfectly, completely, 100% honest with me, I think you'll find out quite a bit about yourself that maybe you didn't consider, or maybe that you didn't realize that people saw. So that is one practical tactic that I've used in the past, and that I think that you should consider using if you are trying to really get to know who you are, or at least how other people see you. So there you go, throwing in some extra bonus knowledge for you, and I really hope you appreciate that. In fact, I hope you appreciate it so much that you leave a review on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you consume this content. Yeah, so whether you leave a 1-star or a 5-star or anywhere in between, you know what? I appreciate it all, because every little bit of feedback is oxygen for the fire that is this podcast. So if you don't leave a review, you know what? You can do me one better. You can go ahead and share this with your friends, your family, or our arch nemesis, Bob down the street. Because we know Bob. You might not know Bob down the street, but I bet you know someone that's like Bob. Bob is that guy that's always talking all kinds of stuff about what he doesn't know. Bob's telling you that you can live off of 2 hours of sleep. Bob is telling you that you need to do cardio to lose weight. Bob's telling you all kinds of wrong information. So tell you what, feed this podcast to Bob, and I guarantee that Bob is going to improve his life, and he's going to take you along for the ride, and he's going to say, hey kid, I appreciate you putting me on to that TR expert. I appreciate you putting me on. I make myself crack up. But anyways, you get the point though. Share this podcast with everyone, because you never know whose life you might be affecting. Well, that does it for this podcast. That's all I got for you. I appreciate you listening, and as always, keep good company.